Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bill Schley is here. Bill's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, 12-year member. He is. He's the president and co-founder of Brand Team 6. He is the author of several books, including Why Johnny Can't Brand, including The Unstoppables, and the one we're going to talk about today, actually coming out soon in a second edition, The Microscript Rules. He's our good friend, Bill Schley. Welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have
always.
You. Good to have you back. So I was telling the audience about reminding them about our past conversations on microscripts. So tell us, Tell the audience again what that is.
Well, what we do is a microscript is just it's a short sentence, usually maybe 2 to 10 words, but it's usually about a sentence or less, where it basically tells your whole story. And people use microscripts, all the great taglines in the world, if you remember, They're all written like that. They're written in little microscripts that tell you a story, like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right? Melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
I had my consulting company, my tagline was, I'm an executive vice president that you can rent.
Yeah, by the way, I've heard that's a great one. That's a great one. So what happens is you tell your story in just a few words. And, you know, we wrote the book, the first edition, back in 2010. We kind of thought we were done with it. But, you know, there's a reason why some of these taglines that, we're advertising and marketing guys, do brands for companies. Some of these taglines last for 100 years, and some of them are forgotten in minutes. And why is that? And so we started to look at what made these lines great and what, you know, and why not. And we started to come up with this concept of microscripts. Then you start seeing that people are winning elections with these microscripts, right? Right.
I like Ike.
I like Ike. Or how about are you better off than when you were 4 years ago?
Or is the economy stupid or whatever?
And we have a president now that understood the power of these things pretty darn well, right?
That's right. Make America great again. That got a lot of votes.
I'll tell you this. Now think about this. You own a business. Now, somebody I know is a TV producer in Hollywood said, look, the difference between what the Democrats do and the Republicans do is the Democrats give you a whole paragraph, and the Republicans give you a tagline. Now, that's because the Republicans are way better at communicating, I think, than the Democrats are. Whether you like what their policies are, think about it. They're better at
I've never heard anybody. I've never heard anybody compliment the Republicans on being better at politics.
But they're better at explaining it and coming up with things that people can't forget.
Yeah.
Like
whether they're better at governing or not, that's for anybody to decide. But I've never.
That's exactly right.
But no, I just never have heard anybody accuse them of being better at politics.
But here's the thing we're always trying to tell people, and especially people out there in radio land. I love thinking about that.
Yeah.
People think about the new technology. The new technology accelerates faster and faster and faster. People get scared.
Yep.
How do I market? How do I run my business? How do I deal with all this stuff and Facebook and all the new stuff? And I can't even tell you all the new platforms. Someone says, well, he's got my business on Facebook. People say, well, that Facebook's already dead. Kids aren't even on that anymore. You know what I'm saying? The fact of the matter is this, and here's a little microscript, that technology changes every day, but humanity never does, okay? And what that means is that that the power of an idea is still the one idea that you stand for is always, always going to be the most important thing you can do in marketing your business. What's that one thing you stand for? What's that one thing you do that nobody else does? And I promise you, if you're in business, there is that idea. That's all a brand is. People think, brand's all this complicated thing. A brand is just one idea attached to your name.
It needs to be not in today's world, in the 21st century, yeah. In what I'm calling the age of the customer. It can't be about your product or your price or your delivery or your selection. It's got to be about something that's relevant to the customer, because they can get whatever you sell 100 places in about 3 seconds. It's got to be about the experience, something unique about you, right?
Well, it's going to be something unique about you. Now, listen, when you invent a brand new product that no one's ever had before, then it is about your product.
Yeah, that lasts about 4 seconds.
Sometimes, like an iPod, like when the iPod, it's true. But it's something depending on the business. If you're in the service business, it's usually about some kind of specialty or something that you're going to do for someone that nobody else
just
can do
just
quite as well.
For example. Trump didn't say, I'm going to lower your taxes and get rid of your regulations in the tagline. He said, make America great again. That's an idea.
Yeah. Well, it was an idea. It was an idea.
I'm just using that as an example. But my point is today, people don't wonder whether they can buy a product that they want, if they can get it today, if they can get it the price they want, if they can get the selection they want. It never occurs to them that they can't get that. What they want to know is, am I going to be able to find somebody to do business with that's like me, that I care about, that I feel connected to? That's what people are looking for. And that needs to be in your microscript, doesn't it?
But let me give you an example of some microscripts that aren't very old, though, that are kind of about the product, and where when you have a great product that's maybe a little bit different, you can talk about some aspect of that product. I'm just going to, because you know what, I actually have to, I printed these out just before I called you. You look at something like, do you remember on TV that crazy thing, the Snuggie, that pink blanket that had sort of sleeves? Well, they call it the blanket with sleeves. Now, just that idea right there. If you were watching TV and you saw a blanket, that idea encapsulated everything.
I love mine, by the way, Bill.
But I'm wearing mine right now. Yeah, the blanket. But look at that. That's an idea about the product. Now, pork is the other white meat.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. See, those are
now that's,
what
you're right.
In
you're
Vegas,
exactly right. That's those.
What
that's
happens
a, that's
in
a,
Vegas,
that is an excellent.
But you
tagline.
See, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
It's telling you this is a city unlike any other. So yes, you can talk about the product. Yes, what you have to do is make your brand about the most important thing that customer mm-hmm. comes. So if you own a dry cleaning store, for example. Some businesses are more like commodities than other. And so you say, where can I differentiate my
But the pork microscript can come from the industry. It can't come from a butcher shop.
Well, that's true. So, that's good point.
We're both right. I mean, I agree with what you're saying. It's just, folks, we're showing you the different levels of this and how to use it yourself.
Exactly.
Hold on to that thought. Bill, I need a website.
Yeah, sure.
Your website, please.
Yeah, just brandteam6.com, all one word.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back 20 after. I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.